Thanks for joining us. This is Notepad. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Well, we got a treat for you for today. Joining me in the studio is Vaj Pilutla, the CEO of Al Ihsan Sports. Vaj, thanks again for taking the time to come over to our station to talk about some of the developments that is currently happening in the sports scene as well as in the sports commercial scene. Yeah. But of course, before we jump into all that, maybe you can talk to us in terms of your relationship with Al Ihsan Sports. You're from India. You've been here for a few years now. How has it been? Are you settling down quite well?
Well, settling down, it's been more than settling down. I would say I've pretty much settled down in Malaysia. I've been with Al Ihsan since 2017, January. So this is pretty much my sixth year in the business. And I think over the past 6 years, Al Ihsan has seen very good growth, strong performance financially, as well as in terms of our relationship with the consumers, as well as the brands, global brands as well. So I think today Al Ihsan is clearly the number one sports retailer in Malaysia. We are the number one football retailer in the whole of Southeast Asia. And we are probably in the top 10 to 15 football retailers globally now.
Let's talk about that. Al Ihsan is a household name, especially for a sports enthusiast like me. There's a lot of us that buy stuff from Al Ihsan. What puts Al Ihsan as the number one sports retailer in the country and a number one football retailer in Southeast Asia? What is the differentiating factor there?
I think as a company, we are heavily steeped in football. We understand the local consumers better than any other retailer, any other sports retailer, or any other retailer within our category is what I think. We don't take the position that we should elevate the consumer or we should educate the consumer. We take the position that the consumer already knows what he wants, and it is our job as a retailer to be the most preferred or the most desired destination for that consumer. So we focus on bringing the products that our consumers want.
Okay, what is it that the products that the consumers want?
So, as an example, let me give you an example here. I see if you see the Malaysian landscape, it's a very interesting country. While people may call it an emerging economy, in a lot of ways it behaves like a developed economy. You know, it's got a very strong infrastructure. The consumers are very, very clear in terms of brands. They are aware of what benefits each brand brings to them. And they're very focused on the functional aspects. So if you look at a typical emerging economy, you will see that the contribution of multi-brand is generally very low, right? But in a place like Malaysia, which behaves, or in a developed economy, the contribution of multi-brands is always higher because the consumers understand their brands, they know what they want, and they are willing to experiment in terms of the benefits that some of the other brands could bring to the table.
So in this aspect, do you believe that Malaysia's consumer behavior patterns are a little bit different from other markets within the region because of this differentiating factor?
I would say pretty developed in terms of the way the consumers behave. I would say it's probably more evolved than in Indonesia, and pretty much on par with the Singapore in terms of the way the consumers behave. Right.
Okay.
The other interesting aspect from what I see about Malaysia is, unlike in India where I come from, where the middle class is really what is expanding, I think in Malaysia, the consumer targeting has to be very, very clear. You have to position yourself either as a very premium concept or a entry-level concept. So we have always taken a position that our consumers want the best value for their money. They want brands, but they want the best value for their money, which is why we focus a lot on trying to bring brands, but at extremely affordable prices.
It so eats into your margin, no?
Yes and no. I mean, if you look at the way our business economics is built, we spend a lot of our time in curating products from known brands, but we do our negotiations in terms of what the price point should be. We work very closely with the global brands. I spend quite a bit of my time globally going to the headquarters of quite a few brands to really determine what the kind of products that I should bring in, what kind of price point. So it's always a conversation that we have.
Make me understand, when you go to a particular, let's say, a football club in Europe, you know, if I go to their, you know, I'm a Chelsea supporter, I go to a Chelsea mega store, one shirt is £300, and I have to live with that. Now, of course, I'm a Chelsea lifelong member, so I can get like 20% off, 30% off. It's still £200. And then I go here in Alexandria, and it's not £200, put it that way, lah. Mm. How do you manage to get to that price?
So we these are brands themselves selling in this market, right? Because
so you don't necessarily deal with the football clubs, you deal with the shirt sponsors, is that it?
Yes and no. So for instance, in case of Liverpool as an example, we are the exclusive retail partners for Liverpool Football Club, which means we have the ability to bring in products other than some of the key products like a replica jersey, right? Replica jerseys we cannot do on our own, but some of the our footwear we cannot do on our own, but some of the other products like lifestyle collections is something that we can work closely with the club and bring it into Malaysia.
So does this mean you speak to Nike maybe?
We deal with Nike as well, but in terms of the Nike LFC product,
that's Nike, what I mean.
Yes, but in case of the non-Nike LFC products, we deal directly with the club.
And of course, this goes with other, you know, Puma, Adidas, you name it.
Yes. So Puma Puma has their own sponsorships that they work on. So what we do is we work with the brands, and we also have access to some of the football clubs locally as well as globally that we work with. So when we work with the brands, we always talk in terms of, you know, what is right for our consumer. Most of the brands actually offer us products or a product architecture or an assortment which is right for our consumer.
Okay.
And our consumer is being, you know, entry to mid-level.
Yeah, this, I was about to get to that because you were clear on the customer segment that you're targeting, and it has been quite successful in terms of economic gains that you have gotten from this particular segment. And it's also important for you not to stray away from this consumer segment. Talk about channel distribution. Online isn't a big thing for you right now. Can you tell us why?
I think it's a function also of the category itself. I mean, if you see, not just in Malaysia, actually.
By the way, sorry to interrupt. I'm a big online buyer. When I want to buy a sports attire or whatever, I will go to an Alexandra. I just don't know why.
So,
I have a 11-year-old boy. Same thing.
You have answered your own question here because this is. See, like I said, I don't believe that we are in the business of educating consumers. I think we are in the business of serving consumer needs, and if we can do that well, we'll continue to grow.
Yeah, I know what I want. I don't need to explore.
Absolutely.
Sorry, if I go to Decathlon, for instance, I am exploring. I can tell you that.
Yes.
I need to look at the possibility of finding, you know, the kit or whatever. But
and it's a massive range of products.
It is. Yeah. So I find time, to, you know, exploring.
Right.
But for Alexan, it's normally get in, get out.
Absolutely.
It's straight.
I mean, there are consumers who do spend a lot of time, but I would say you do fall under. The bulk of the consumers who know precisely what they're looking for. You may not be entirely decisive in terms of the brand you want, which is why we have the way we have structured our business is we are a category first business, meaning we focus on very clear, we have very clear focus on the kind of categories we want to serve to the consumers, namely football, running, lifestyle, slippers, slides, and so on. So we have about 7 or 8 key categories that we, when you go into an Alexan, you will always see, right? And the size of the category mix within the store is structured or based around the catchment. So our understanding of the local catchment is very, very important, right? We need to get that right. So I always like to say that we are not. I wouldn't classify us as a destination for sport. I think we are more like a place where consumers want to go and for everyday sports, right? And to me, that is the moment a retailer goes from just being a mere destination to coming into an everyday basket is when the business really starts to grow, in my view.
Okay, so
So it becomes like an essential.
If I go to a boutique store of, say, Adidas or Nike or Lululemon, and I see the majority of the shoppers are women, and I go to Al Ihsan, I see mostly men. Is that by design?
I don't think it's by design. Obviously, we, you're right. Almost 80% of our consumers are men. And I hope that over the next few years, we are able to get more women consumers. That also brings us back to the kind of product that we have.
Yeah, is it because of the lifestyle that Malaysian women has, or? But I refuse to believe that because they're very active.
I think it's also for me, it's an opportunity that we need to really look at and bring more women-related products into the business. We do have them. But I wouldn't say that we offer a complete range yet. So, in business, you are never able to always maximize opportunities all the time, right? You always have a journey. You need to take a journey towards getting to the destination that you want to get to. So, ultimate destination is that we want to have, we want to be a place where males and females and, of course, kids come. Right now, it's a bit like a family. We have a family concept where I think it is more geared towards males than females at this point in time.
Okay, we'll go for one short break before we continue on our conversation with Al Ihsan Sports. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me in the studio Vaj Pinlutla, the CEO of Al Ihsan Sports. Vaj, let's talk a little bit more about some of the items that have been going on well for Al Ihsan, that whole notion of a destination area, customer sizing of the entry market very clearly and not straying away from it, capitalizing on your a bit more dominant male population rather than the female ones. These are the ones that have got you here. And of course, the old adage of what got you here will not get you to where you want to be. So what would be some of the ideas that you can share with us for this year that might be important for us to understand in terms of what you're exploring, what you're thinking, the kind of framework that you're building for the years to come?
Right. So I think so far, you're absolutely right. We have achieved a certain scale. We have about 175 stores as of end 2022.
I did not realize you have a lot of.
Yeah, we have. We have.
Okay.
We now have sort of, I guess, pretty much figured out what the right concepts are. So as an example, within Al Ihsan Sports, we have a category A concept, which allows us to get into the malls, which is called Al Ihsan Sports. We have a concept called Al Ihsan Sports Warehouse, which is an average size of 2,400 square feet, which allows us to get deeper into the tier 2, tier 3, where we focus a lot on extremely affordable products. We have a concept called Football Republic. Football Republic is, as the name suggests, is a football specialty concept. And the focus there is to serve football fans in Malaysia. I think we have we toyed with the merchandise mix and what kind of layout works for us. I think, but now we have pretty much figured out what works in terms of the merchandise mix and what are the products that should go in there. So now we are, I think, set for expansion of the football concept. I think going forward, we do see a huge opportunity. One of the fastest growing categories within our portfolio is running. So casual as well as technical. So we do see an opportunity to get into that in a much bigger way. Kids is an opportunity that we mustn't forget. That is also a category within our business which is growing. There is, like you said, while we have figured out what males want, I think there's a lot that we need to do in terms of women. So that's an area which we will obviously get into. So in the next 3 years, I see a lot more concepts, a lot more sort of category specialty concepts that will come in. And also we will embark into East Malaysia as well. So East Malaysia, we have zero presence right now. And we do believe that there's a lot of demand for Alexan and its products within that market. So that's an area which we look into. And I think once we are able to get this in place, I think as a concept, Alexan, as an economic model, it's a very, very strong model that can get replicated globally, especially in the emerging markets. So we believe that there's a lot of opportunity to go outside as well.
So how are you going to support this growth? When you talk about 175 stores in Malaysia, there's an amount of upkeep that you got to manage. And then now with the expansion of East Malaysia, the economic uptake is there. But are you going to borrow more? Are you going to raise existing capital?
No. We have a few ways. First and foremost, we will focus a lot on developing our own people. I think we have almost 1,500 employees in the organization now, and we believe that we want to build leaders for the future from the organization. So.
But your cash reserves is enough to support the growth.
Yes, I mean, we are a very, very strong company in terms of financial performance. In fact, I spend a lot of my time in ensuring that we have enough, cash reserves within the organization. See, we are a retail organization, so the beauty about this model is because we don't wholesale so much, we sell direct to the consumer. How fast can we churn the inventory? So it's all about, retail is all about how well you manage your inventory.
Yeah.
So if you manage your inventory well, you're able to unlock more cash, and then you can use that cash for, expansion as well. So we have credit lines.
The problem with retail business also is on the ability for you to keep track of the various products that you have in store,
yes.
The SKUs, so to speak.
Yes.
Is there an automation element behind it, an AI behind it?
Absolutely. I think this is an area which we do have our own processes that we have in place. In fact, we are an extremely data-driven and analytical company.
Share more.
But I don't think we've achieved the level of automation that we need.
And what is it that you want at the end of the day?
So, let me give you a very simple example. We spend a lot of time, I have a whole team which looks at analyzing the information and data. And we have processes in place where, I look at that information on a weekly basis. And then my board, we have exco meetings and board meetings, exco meetings every month where we share extensive amount of information with the board.
It's discussed at the board level?
Your board is very hands-on. Exco level every month, board level every 3 months. So absolutely, I think it's a hands-on board from the perspective of us working towards a certain goal, right? They don't get involved in business on a day-to-day basis,
yeah.
Of course. But we have processes, like I said, which we have put in place where we look at information from all necessary aspects, right? So to that extent, we're quite evolved in the way we look at this business. Having said that, the one area where I believe we must now start working towards is automating this whole piece. And then how can I and my team actually focus on actionable data rather than trying to spend. So 80% of my time is spent, or my team's time is spent on analyzing. How can I make sure that I actually spend only 20% of that time on analysis and 80% executing? I mean, that will unlock the strength even further.
What is it that is holding you back in terms of achieving
nothing,
that exact
result? It's just, I think it's a journey, like I said. This is an area which we will be putting in place. So we
would that require a lot of investment, money?
It does require investment, but it's not something that the company cannot do, right? I think whenever you're running a business, you have a set of imperatives and a set of processes and investments and initiatives that you look at. So this is the area which I call as Alexan 3.0, because we are no longer just a Malaysian company now. I think we have a huge sort of visibility globally. Whenever global brands want to enter Malaysia, I think the first company that they look at is Alexan. So to that extent, we are a global entity, is what I believe. And therefore, we must get those global processes.
The risk about transformation is, of course, you tend to do these tweaking back end and you lose the customer touch on the ground to a point where sometimes they might just turn off and walk away. And
You
know, retail is a very fickle kind of business. The moment they walk away, it's very hard for them to come back. That risk, I'm sure, is on everyone's mind right now.
Yes, yes. I mean, I think we are constantly thinking about how I can do more with my consumer.
Yeah.
And so for me, market share is a very, very important sort of metric that I look at. Mind share is also an important metric that one needs to look at. And, you know, we need to make sure that we are constantly getting closer and closer to the consumers, which is why we spend a lot of time in, you know, engaging with local communities. And for that, we have a brand called AL. AL is Alexan's own internal brand. It's a very interesting...
All the brands are internal.
Yeah. I mean, internal meaning it's our own brand. Okay. Meaning I can do what I want with that, with the brand AL. It's very interesting how the AL brand has evolved from just a private label. When it started, the whole idea was to try and fill up the vacuum that, you know, we may have from some of the main brands like Nike, Adidas, Puma, and so on.
Okay.
But then, over the years, we see that AL has sort of achieved its own personality and its own... It's, for me, now a vehicle to actually engage with local communities even more, which means it's going beyond just filling up vacuum, but it's actually, you know, a brand in itself.
A vehicle for you to target or explore some of the new segments. In fact, that leads me to the two further conversations that I want to have with you. We don't have much time left. The first is targeting new segments. Is that a real, I guess, business agenda on the board of Alexan right now?
So we talked about how I think we need to do more when it comes to women consumers. I think AL is a perfect vehicle for that.
I see that now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also talked about how we need to do more when it comes to kids. Again, AL is yet another... This is yet another category.
Not just demography, but economic standing as well. So instead of targeting the entry base, are you looking at, say, the mass affluent or upper mass affluent?
Yes, absolutely. That's a very good question, Ibrahim. Actually, within AL, we have certain further segmentation. So we have in the month of March or April, we're going to launch the brand ALX. ALX is a bit more evolved or a bit more elevated concept of AL. And it's going to target slightly more affluent consumers. We also do from time to time collaborations with local artists and stuff. So AL for me is really that vehicle. And that is what is going to unlock the potential for the brand.
Final question for you, Vach, is your industry and my industry, we have the same problem, which is counterfeiting and pirate goods and services. We have MCMC that we can run off to. How are you combating piracy in your industry?
I think, yes, it's an issue, but for me, it's not really something that I lose my sleep over, to be honest. I mean, sometimes when you have a counterfeit, it just sort of directs you towards the potential in that market, right? Why is there counterfeit in the first place?
Because people want it, you know.
No, so, I think on the other hand, it is because the brands are not able to serve or do enough to capture those consumers.
Now, I mean, yes, a consumer would definitely go for an original product.
Wouldn't he? I mean, he would actually like to buy the real piece, right?
Yeah.
But if the brand is not able to deliver on that, so then he goes for counterfeit. So what if the brand is actually able to deliver on that? So my focus is always in terms of not worrying about, hey, there's counterfeit in the market, but I see that as an opportunity to do more. And that's again another thing that I do with my licenses like Umbro and my internal brands like AL. Use that brand to deliver more quality. And so quality is something that we will never compromise on.
Okay, widening our horizon, we have 1 or 2 minutes left. Inflation is a big problem, cost of living is a big problem, wage is a big problem. All this is going to impact how people are going to go to your store and how much they buy from your stores. Is that, a pessimistic a risk that you have to look at right now?
I think it's always a risk, to be honest. But I have to tell you, Ibrahim, that in our conversations, during my conversation with the board, we never talk about the economic situation. Because we believe that sport is something that continues to grow and will grow. I mean, people want to play sport, right? So we want to make sure that Alexan is always there, close to the consumer, and giving what the consumers want. So like I said, we want to move away, or we have successfully moved away from just being a preferred retailer to becoming an important part of the consumer's daily basket. Now, once that happens, then it's very difficult to dislodge you, right?
It's important.
So this is the journey that I believe we've successfully made over the past 5 to 6 years. And because of that, you see more of Alexan sports stores coming up. You see more brands joining us. And you see more activations and more sort of marketing that happens. So we must focus on the consumer. We are a consumer centric business, and as long as we understand, we continue to understand them, we continue to offer what they want, I think it's difficult to dislodge us.
Well, I'm a customer of yours, definitely. That was Vaj Pilutla, the CEO of Alexan Sports. If you want to learn more about the kind of conversations that's happening here, head on to astroawani.com. There are plenty of resources that can be found there. My name is Ibrahim Sani. Catch you in the next one.
Thank you.